今天呢，我们让师母试试翻译。
Today, I'm going to try to translate. May the Lord help me.
那我们先给师母一个掌声。
谢谢。
Give her a hand clap. You know, 对不起。在圣经里面呢，好多时候神讲话呀，向人讲话是向他的未来，向他的命定在讲话。
So in the Bible, when God talk to people, they talk to the people the destiny in the future.
Very good. 很好。记得没有，神在呼召祭奠的时候。
So when God call out Gideon,
他呢，他是一个胆小鬼。
He's a coward.
他藏在那个地方，在弄点粮食吃。
He hid in a small corner, looking for food.
但是呢，天使向他先说，大能的勇士祭奠。
And when the angel revealed to him, saying, Almighty
Gloria,
Gloria, Warrior, Almighty Warrior, Gideon.
祭奠就看谁是大能的勇士啊。
So Gideon was looking around, who is the warrior?
天使就说你就是你大能的勇士。
And the angel said, you are the warrior.
他就说我在我家里是最小的，我的家族也是没有什么名气的，我是什么大能的勇士啊。
So Gideon said, I'm the smallest in my house. I'm so who am I to be the warrior?
但是大家记得那个故事呢，神要让他成为大能的勇士，他就会成为大能的勇士。
So remember the story. God destined him to be the warrior, then he would be the warrior.
今天我有感动，说让师母来当翻译。他说不行，我说你是大能的勇士，你要上来。
So Pastor Bing has this feeling that I should try to translate. So I said I cannot, but he said you are the warrior.
我们要向我们的弟兄姐妹，向我们的孩子呢，常常以神的眼光来看他们。
So when we look at our brother and sister, look at our children, we should look at them through God's eyes.
So Tamara, you're a great warrior.
So Tamara, 你是大能的勇士。
Shirley, you're a warrior.
Shirley, 你是大能的勇士。
Rosanna, warrior.
Lucy,
warrior.
Lucy 也是大能的勇士。
Do you believe?
你相信吗
？You'd better believe.
你最好相信。
最好相信。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。那在我讲今天的这个信息之前呢，我会放一段视频。
Before I preach, I'm going to give a show a small slide, a small YouTube.
按我来放一下这个视频，可能这个音要打开是吧？要用这个麦克风是吗？
把那个Zoom 静音一下。
啊、我要把 Zoom 静音一下。好。那他们那边的人是听 Zoom 上那边 OK。那我放这个视频呢，最主要的目的就是说，来让大家来。知道我们下面怎么样回应将来要发生的事情。
So the purpose I put this YouTube on is for everyone to know how to respond to the Lord in the future.
当然，对现在这个 YouTube 上面一些信息啊，或者先知呢，好多时候会有一些争议。
But in the YouTube, there's some prophets, there some prophecy, there's some discuss.
不然那个 question 听不到。
OK。
There might be some disagreement or discussions.
但是呢，我们今天不要把我们的眼光集中在这个人是真先知、假先知，不要把它集中在这个上面。
So today we are not focusing on this person is a real prophet or not real prophet. That is not the point.
最主要的是呢，有一些信息当它来到我们的耳朵里面的时候呢，我们怎么样来回应？
The main point is that when the message comes to us, is how we are going to respond.
那当然就是说，我们要现在世界上的信息很多，但是有一些信息呢，是真的是神要让人讲的。
So there are a lot of message in the world, but some message is the message that God want to talk to us.
那当然就是说，神要是通过他的一个先知在讲话的时候呢，一般都会有后面就有很多的这个迷惑、困惑的声音和攻击的声音都会来。
So when God want to talk to people, His people, in the same time there are some confusing, some questions. That's normal.
这个一般，这是一般的规律。
This is the 什么规律 ？This is a.
It's a normal thing.
It's a normal thing. Yeah.
大家知道，就是说，耶稣的名呢，就是世界上的一切的这个仇敌啊，他是一定要来攻击的，他要来哄笑的。
So like the name of Jesus, the enemy so try to confuse and try to attack.
而且他所有的信息，仇敌也要想方设法来哄笑。
Even the message from the Lord, Satan always try to confuse.
所以你就发现呢，如果在基督教里面出现一些先知的声音呢，他会这个攻击的人非常多。
So you will find when there's a real prophecy.Like from God, there are always a lot.
基督教 Christianity.
In the Christianity, when there's a prophecy, there are always a attack.
但是呢，如果是别的宗教或者别的人，他们不会有太多的攻击。
But when there are prophecy from other religions, there are no attacks.
那为什么呢
？Why?
因为耶稣基督是唯一真正的救主。
Because Jesus is the real Savior.
所以这是这是一个分辨的非常重要的一个一点。
This is how.We should distinguish.
我记得我在国内有一段时间我练气功。
So I remember when back in my hometown, I practice
气功 meditation.
Meditation.
我不建议大家去练这些。
I don't recommend people doing that.
那里面有能力，有些是跟灵界有关的。
That's power in the spirit.
那有一个大师很特别，他呢就是告诉他的徒弟呢，你什么都可以拜。
That was a teacher, saying that you can worship anything.
但是不要拜耶稣。
But never worship Jesus.
很有意思啊。
So
就你就不要拜耶稣就可以。
It's really something. You can worship anything, but not Jesus.
这是很有意思的。
This is something really.
那你发现就是说，好多人西方啊、东方啊，他们在诅咒别人、骂脏话的时候，他们说 Jesus。你听说过他们说 Buddha、Muhammad 有没有说？他们都用 Jesus， 不管他是哪个字，他都用 Jesus。他还把这个耶稣的名拿来要 curse。
Okay. So you would notice that when no matter in the Western side or Eastern, when people will curse.Jesus, but they would never say Buddha. They would say Jesus.
They never say Muhammad.
Yeah.
They said Jesus.
Yeah.
那所以大家要知道，因为耶稣的名是唯一的名，独特的名。
So you guys, you people must know that because the name of Jesus is a only name.
因为圣经上讲，唯一得救的道路是耶稣基督。
So the only way to get saved is through Jesus.
所以其他的东西呢，撒旦都用来要哄笑。
So the other things is Satan using to confuse us.
那所以我们在放这个视频的时候呢，我觉得这个先知呢，他这时候灵受的这些东西是从神来的。
So I'm going to put the YouTube on, and I believe what this prophet says is from God.
但是呢，从三月二十四号，因为他在灵里面看到Trump 的耳朵挨签以后呢，后来就好多人就开始评论他。他也要出来解释呢，越来越 confused.
So on March 24th, he saw in the vision that
March 24th.
Yeah, March 24th, he saw in the vision that Trump, the bullet will pass through his ear.
那
And a lot of, after a lot of people come and then would discuss about him or attack him, and he's try to explain and then make it worse.
那同时呢，他也讲到在那个视频里讲到，就是说因为神赐给他一些信息，关于川普上台以后呢，会在美国发生什么事情，经济啊各方面的事情。
So God also told him about when Trump become a president, the economy will have some happening or something will happen.
所以我觉得就是说是不管大家现在从义还是不从义呢，就是说当我们听到这个信息的时候，我们怎么样来到神的跟前来回应啊，即使是假先知的信息，我们要懂得在神的面前如何去回应他。
So it's not about this prophet says from the Lord or not, but it's our attitude is how to respond to the message.
那关于怎么样去分辨真假先知这些东西，今天我们没有时间去讲。
Okay, about how to distinguish a real prophet or not real false prophet, today we don't have time to explain.
但是有一点要知道，就在新约里面呢，因为圣灵借着耶稣呢住在罪人的里面，所以呢不完全的人神也会用。
So in the New Testament, God say through the Holy Spirit, God live in the sinners. Through Jesus Christ.God lives in the sinners,
yeah.
And then God can speak through sinners.
所以呢，你不能因着这个人，你看他的行为不好，你就说他的讲的话都不对。
So you cannot judge through, okay, this person, his behavior is not good, is you know, sinners, then what he say is not from God.
明天看到我们中间一个弟兄他犯罪了，你说他就不是个真基督徒。不能这样讲。
You cannot say the one of the brother maybe a sin, and then you say, okay, he's not real Christian. You cannot say that.
因为新约里面就是说，耶稣基督的宝血呢，它的大有功效。但是呢，我们信的人在一个成圣的过程里面。
Okay, because God's power, His blood has power. So as a Christian, it's a step by step. Yeah.
This growing process.
This growing process.
所以当你看见一个人的时候，你不要觉得他是一个圣人。
So when you see a person, you cannot also say he's a saint.
不光他神怎么样用他，你也不要觉得他是一个多么伟大的人。
So no matter how God used this person, you don't think that he's so great.
不要来把他当成一个偶像。
Don't lift him up as an idol.
你也不要美化他的错误。
Also, if he make mistake, you don't try to beautify it.
错误就是错误。
Mistake is mistake.
而且好多神的仆人也会跌倒。
And a lot of God's servants also fall.
在我的身边过去就发生过很多。
There are a lot of servants around me that happens that they fall.
但是呢，同时他们讲的信息我们不能不听。
But what they preach, you cannot, you have to listen.
但同时呢，就是如果这个人不是一个真的信徒，他可能说的东西也是对的，但是不见得他就是一个要得救的人。
Also, there are some Christians. What they say?
They are good. Looks like good people.
They look like good people, and what they say is
right.
Is right, but might not be the might not be safe.
所以这里面我们要一定要有一个跟随主的一个眼光来看这些事情，在灵里面来认认。
So we have to have the eyes of the God to follow the law.
所以中间以后的时间进来很多的人都是软弱的人，在教会里面。
So in the future, there are a lot of people come in. They are weak people.
就像圣经所讲的，就是说神所拣选的尊贵的不多，啊，有智慧的不多。
Like the Bible says, you know, God chooses those who are, you know, the with a lot of the people with wisdom or.With noble people, and there are not many.
但是呢，我们要知道这些人是神拣选的儿女。
But we must know that these weak people are the people that are chosen by God.
但是这些人是神所爱的。
These people are loved by the Lord also.
也是我们要爱的。
Also, we have to love them.
我们要来彼此扶持的。
We have to support each other.
好，那么讲到这里呢，我们看看这个视频。
So now we're going to look at the YouTube.
我们的设备比较简陋一些，我们就这样看。So our system is a little bit limited.
我们有点慢，正在笑。
It's a bit slow.
我先看起来。正在这个转。
So because this is English, I will speak English first, and you translate to Chinese. So this.Brother, his name is Brown Biggers.
这个弟兄他的名字叫 Brown Biggers.
Three of them were in a panel, and in March the 24th.
就是三月二十四号，他们在一个。
静音，你刚说话。
牧师那边的声音关掉了。
他说要开着是吧？那就开着吧。
你要讲话，你就开着。
OK。那边回去。So, basically, they were talking up about the coming three American solar eclipses. 就是那个他们在。讲这个要来的这个全日食，美国的。但是我们也不管这些，这讲全日食是出自于神不出自于神，但是呢，我们要看看这个这个弟兄讲的这些一段的信息，关于这个 Trump 的一些信息。
We mainly focus on the message that we talk about Trump.
静音。这里他就讲到呢，就是说在美国会有新第一轮这个爱国主义运动会兴起来。So there's a new wave of of patriotism. 我继续。就说呢，他这个看到这是三月二十四号，March the 24th， 他说看到这个子弹呢打过这个川普的耳朵，完了他说呢这个鼓膜会震破，他会跪下来祷告，会有个重生的一个经历。当然这个鼓膜震破这个呢，后来有人说他是假的啊，就是这样。但我们不要管这个，因为这个先知的接受的信息呢，灵界接受的信息呢，它还有一层是。要去这个解释的，第一个是领受，第二个解释，第三个应用，这个以后有机会我们来教导，因为有时候领受的东西和解释不一定是准确的，明白这个意思。因为他后来解释之后，他说他看到呢是看到这个子弹像一个波，所以这样过来，所以我们不要管他这个，后来人就说他这个不准啊，不要管他这个东西，最主要就要明白在三月二十四号呢，他会看到这样一个东西事件的发生，这个是很重要的，就是神在讲话，不是说他讲的鼓膜震破没有，这个不是重要的。就是 I'm just talking about if the eardrum is burst or not, that's not the focus, because there's a part of a receiving about a revelatory gifts, receiving, interpretation, and application. So each step there's need training and discernment, but.That's not the point. Point is, he received this message long before, 4 months before that happened. There was a purpose given for this message. And then he said that, 他说呢，就是说 Trump 在这个经历里面呢，有一个重生的一个经历，会变得非常的爱耶稣， OK， 继续。我觉得我最觉得是要看下面的信息。先不要管这个，不要管。哦，他听不见是吧 ？OK。他最主要后面讲的呢，就看到就是川普会赢得选举，下面呢会接着呢是一个美国的经济完全垮掉，啊，就是讲到这个信息。好，就是他后面看到的呢，就是说是 Trump 呢在这个因为是很大的大萧条呢， Trump 就和他的幕僚呢，他们就会拼命的祷告，祷告的时候呢，这个会有回复啊，一段时间的这个会有一个回复。后来在另外的视频里面他还讲到，他看到的呢就是说美国的经济从此以后永远在不再一样啊，就是说即使回复也不再一样。那我们
Okay, so, in other clips, there's the economy will revive back, but will never be the same like previously.
就是他在这个其他的线里面看到这次的这个萧条是远远超过1929年的，就是美国历史上最大的大萧条。
So he saw this recession is even worse than the 1929. The greatest recession.
那我们就是说，汉斯呢，就是把这个不要管，他是说，哎呀，准确到多少程度，我们先放在一边。
So we don't focus on how accurate he says, just put aside first.
那我自己呢，觉得我从他的这个态度，后来我看他对这个主的一个敬畏的程度呢，我觉着是神通过他的讲话。
So when I look at how he shared through his attitude, how he loved the Lord, I feel that the Lord is speaking through him.
至于说这个弟兄是个多好的基督徒，我们有很多的信息，可能有很多的传闻，但是呢，这不是我的重点。
So about how good Christian is he, I don't have a lot of message about him. That is not my focus.
但是如果就是说神给他的信息是要来警告教会这些事情要发生的话呢，我们教会要做什么样的预备？
So if God speak through him to warn the church. How are we going to prepare ourselves?
大家也知道，就是神给教会的信息呢，就是如果是从神来的信息呢，第一个就是给教会。
So if God want to speak to church, if it's through the law, it's
first to the church.
It's first to the church.
因为这是他的基督的身体。
Because this is the body of Christ.
就是要教会来回应。
So the church has to respond.
回应就是说，要么来在这个世界上要做我们该做的事情。
How to respond is maybe we have to do what we need to do.
或者呢，就是我们基督的身体要装备，要来度过很多的难关。
The body of Christ have to prepare to go through many difficulties.
那就说，不光是神要我们去外面去做很多我们该做的事情，还是神要我们中预备度过难关，我们都要做预备。
So no matter God want us to do what we need to do or prepare to go through a lot of difficulties, we really have to prepare ourselves, equip ourselves.
那像他这样的信息呢，你就说，哎，是不是真的会发生？
So like this message, we might question, is it going to happen?
那如果川普选不上怎么样？
So if Trump is not being elected,
那这不都不是我们的重点。
This is not our focus.
那重点呢，就是说生怕这样的信息，显然这不是从他自己来的信息。
So, obviously, this message is not from him.
Himself.
From himself.
所以这些信息我们要很留意。
So this kind of message we need to really be careful.
留意我们要做什么。
Be careful. What are we going to do next?
圣经上讲呢，就是说不要藐视先知的讲论。
So in the Bible it says, do not despise. The word of the prophets.
但是同时呢，也要凡事要来怎么样？要查验。
But also we need to
discern.
Need to discern. 那
美善的呢，要持守。
So good we have to keep it.
恶事呢，不要去做。
So the evil thing we should never do it.
这是我们要去正确的来回应这样的信息。
So that's how our attitude should be.
那这样的信息呢，也不仅仅是他讲，就其他的先知像萨都还有 John Paul Jackson 过去都有讲。
So this kind of message is not just through this prophet, it's also through Sadhu and John Paul Jackson. They also have similar message.
那当然就是先知发的预言，好多时候他们最难确定的是一个时间。
So the most important about the word of the prophet, the hardest is the time frame.
那就是说好多时候先知看到的东西，神没有给他准确时间的话，不知道是明天发生还是十年以后发生。
So many times when prophets see something from the Lord did not reveal the time frame.
但是呢，他如果在一线里面看到川普在里面的话呢，那很可能就是下面四年。这是我能够理解的。
So in the vision he see things about Trumps,feels like whatever going to happen maybe during the 4 years of Trump's presidency.
那也许神会做，神会行神迹，可能是以后四十年的事情 ，maybe. 但是我相信 Trump 可能不会在以后四十年再做总统。
Or maybe God do some kind of miracles, or maybe after 40 years he become a president again. We don't know.
但是我相信他不会那样的。就是川普不会是做四十年后再做总统。
So it's not going to be like 40 years he's going to be a president. I mean he's already 80 years old.
所以呢，我们就是留意来怎么样去回应这样的信息。
So we have to really pay attention how we're going to respond to this kind of message.
那因为其他的先知也有印证了，我们要回应就是我们装备。如果是前面的经济的大萧条，美国的大萧条跟加拿大是分不开的。
So if there are a few prophets saying about this message and talking about the recession in the state, so Canada will not be able to escape anyway because we are so close.
就是加拿大的经济永远和美国的经济是紧紧相连的。
So the economy of Canada and U.S. is always related, so always together somehow.
那我们在这个阶段，如果这些事情要发生的时候呢，神好多时候也会差派先知来预告我们，在圣经上有好多的例子。
So when things like this is going to happen, God usually through prophet he will warn us in advance. That also happened in the Bible.
所以现在这个在使徒行传里面讲到有一个先知预言呢，在犹大那一个地方会有这个饥荒。后来保罗他们就在马其顿那边收了很多的银子啊，这就帮助耶路撒冷的人，就把这个饥荒就度过了。这是神提前告诉他们的。
So it's like in the book of Acts. So there's prophecy about there will be a starvation, and then God revealed this to the disciples, so the disciples would just prepare in advance the money stuff like that to go through this.
所以那个时候呢，就说他们相信这个先知的预言。
So at that time, the disciples believe the word of the prophet.
如果他们不相信，说哎，你好像你不比我属灵啊，你怎么神会怎么跟你讲话呢？
So at that time, if they did not believe the word of the prophet, saying maybe this prophet doesn't have much, maybe I don't believe them. We don't believe them.
那个先知的名字叫亚加卜，其实他出现的次数不多。
So the name of prophet is what 亚加卜。
Yeah.
So he.
那他是在这个使徒中间，对吧？
Yeah.
保罗呀，这些彼得啊，那些是比较知名的。
So this prophet was not known.Much in the circle.
但是呢，他们从灵里面知道他这样子是生来讲话。
The disciples through the spirit believe what he say is from the Lord.
他们就会做预备。
So they prepare themselves.
那所以呢，我们在以后的日子里面，我们基督徒呢，虽然我们说对啊，我们就是靠主将来就是得到永生，但是在地上的每一天，神都是我们的牧人。他要带领我们度过地上的每一天。
Even though us as a Christian, we know that we have eternal life, in the you know, but we also God also will is our shepherd. He will help us to go through each day.
因为神是我们的神是非常实际的神啊，非常实际的神，他是我们每一天都看顾我们的神。
Because our God is a practical God, so He will take care of us each day.
今天如果我们不能面对困难，在困难里面不能得胜，明天你能不能进天堂？那，你能讲吗？对不对
？So even today, if we cannot conquer the challenges, tomorrow are we going to be safe? We don't know.
我们今天不去谈论神学的东西。
So today we're not going to talk about theology.
但是我们将来能够见到主的面，是因为我们今天每一天我们靠主都能得胜。
So in the future when we can come to the Lord face to face, it's because right now we can face the challenge with the help of the Lord each day.
And to be victorious.
And to be victorious.
因为圣经上讲我们是因着这个信心得救的。
So in the Bible it says we are saved through faith.
但是呢，耶稣也讲了一个比喻，他说在我要来的日子还能发现有信心的人吗？
So also in the Bible talk 比喻怎么说呢？
Parable
through the parable 就是will the Lord find people with faith?
那中文翻译中有信德吗？其实原文就是有信心吗
？So will the Lord in this time find people with faith?
那个比喻呢，在这个路加福音十八章，就是那个穷寡妇呢，她在这个布衣的法官面前拼命的要他来伸冤。
So it's like Matthew 18, the widow come to the judge. The judge that is unjustice judge. Every day he will come and cry to this unjustice judge.
所以圣经呢讲就说，虽然这个是个不义的法官，因着这个寡妇呢私藏赖磨，最后还是给他肿了，给他伸冤了。那何况天上的父亲不会为你们伸冤吗
？So in the Bible even say that this judge is unjust. Even he's unjust, the widow come and cry to him every day. Finally, he will help her. How about our Lord? Will he not listen to our prayer?
那最后就加了一句，他说：“当人子再来的时候，在地上还能发现有信德吗
？”So in the last sentence, when the Lord come back, will he find people with faith?
也就是说呢，他要找那些人，像这个穷寡妇这样拼命祷告的人。
So it means that he the Lord will be looking for people like the, this widow. Keep praying, keep praying.
因为事情发生的时候，仍旧会好多人会失去信心。
So when things happen, a lot of people lose faith.
有的人就会抓这个。
Some people will grab this.
有的人就会去抓那个。
Some people grab those things.
有的人他就被神给冒犯了，他说我祷告好多次，你为什么没应允？我不信你了，我要找别的。
So some people, some Christians will get offended because they feel that their prayers are not being answered, so they are going to look for something else.
事实上，在最近近期的历史上，有好几个知名的牧师，他宣布他不做基督徒了，在北美还有欧洲 ，Yeah.
There are stories about real story about pastors. They declare that they don't believe in God anymore.
Believe in Jesus.
They don't believe in Jesus anymore.
那怎么会有这样的事情发生呢
？How can this happen？
那就是说，好多人被神冒犯了。
So because many people are offended by God。
因为他好多要的东西神没给他。
Because of what they want, God did not give to them。
好多的他觉得祷告呢，现在没有得应允。
So like their prayers are not being answered。
那所以神会来训练我们，像那个穷寡妇一样，就是一段时间祷告没有应允，我们的神还是神。坐着为榜，他还是真的，他还是爱你的。
So God is training us now is that even we pray and pray and pray and not the prayers are not being answered, we still believe that the Lord still loves us.
所以这就是我们所要面临，如果像这个经济萧条各种事情发生的时候呢，我们要做的事情是什么呢？我们要来不断的来亲近神。
So what are we facing, like maybe in the future there are recessions, you know, economy going bad, what should we do? We just have to come to seek the Lord.
那我们可以看看这个希伯来书第十章。
Let's read Hebrew chapter 10.
我们就看看这个三十二节到三十九节。
Verse 32 to 39。
啊，我念一节呢，苏珊念一节英文的。你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。
Remember those earliest days after you had received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest.In the face of sufferings.
因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，直到自己有更美长存的家业。
Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated.
因为所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，从这样的心必得大赏赐。
So do not throw away your confidence; it will be richly rewarded.
你们必须忍耐，心忙了。使兴旺了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
You need to preserve so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised.
因为还有一点点的时候，将要来的就来，并不延迟。
For in just a little while, He who is coming will come and will not delay.
38，只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
But My righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him.
我们却不是退后，入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
But we are not of those who shrink back, but are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved.
那这里讲到呢，就是说过去的基督徒呢，经历很多的苦难，甚至有好多的。逼迫啊，捆锁患难啊，成为一台戏给人看。
So this passage of talk about like those people in the past also face a lot of difficulty, challenging persecutions. It's like a a movie showing to people.
那这里特别鼓励呢，就是不要丢弃呢勇敢的心。
This also encourages us do not lose faith.
那这里讲的我们要忍耐呢，就是说兴旺我们了神的旨意，在地上兴旺以后呢，就得着所应许的。
So we have to persevere our faith and then
persevere.
We have to persevere until the end.
那这里特别的讲到呢，就是说当我们遇到这些苦难，不仅仅是说经济的萧条，可能还有很多其他的苦难。
So now we will face these difficulties like recession or maybe many other things.
这个弟兄他也看到一个意见，就是未来呢有一个很大的一个就是一个瘟疫呢远远超过这个 COVID.
So this brother also see a vision that in the future there will be plague even worse than the COVID.
也看到就是说基督徒呢会受逼迫。
Also see a lot of persecution for Christians.
这个也不仅仅是他看到，很多先知也看到，圣经里面记载。
So not just this brother see the vision, a lot of other prophets also see it, also recorded in the Bible.
所以我们基督徒在这个地上怎么样来过我们自己的生活，面对这一切的挑战。
So as us as Christians, how are we going to live our life and then face the challenges.
那今天我们说这，今天我们已经有很多挑战了，牧师你还要讲更多的挑战。
So like maybe you say nowadays we already have a lot of challenges. Pastor, how come you still say we're going to face more challenges?
我觉得圣经就是讲真理，我们要讲真理，就是我们要讲真实的东西呢，让我们去预备我们自己。将来我们基督徒不是要惧怕，而是圣经上讲呢，将来这些事情发生的时候呢，我们要听讯昂首。
So because the Bible tells the truth, so I also tell the truth to you. So not for you to be fear, but that we can walk with our face up.
就圣经上讲呢，我们基督徒将来这些灾难发生的时候呢，我们要听讯昂首，因为我们得赎的日子来到了。
So the Bible also says when these things happen, it's not for us to fear, but we have to walk with our face and shoulder up.
那当我们没有真实的认识主的时候呢，我们好多时候就是会有很多的惧怕。
But if we don't know the Lord, when we face these challenges, we have a lot of fear.
就像我们听到好多时候听到一些孩子们讲。二十多岁，他说：“我们不要结婚，我们不要生孩子，将来孩子面临的这些东西太可怕了。”
It's like many young people nowadays, say, in the future, I don't want to have kids because they 什么？他
们将来面临的东西太可怕了。
Because what they face are very scary.
但是我们信主的人呢，不是这样一个看法。
So what we believe in the Lord, we don't look at things this way.
因为我们有主的生命在里面的时候呢，我们所有的一切都要活过来。
So,
而且活得很健康。
When we believe in the Lord, what we have in our life, it will revive.
That's life.
That's life.
所以就是我们的孩子，我们好多其实西方的基督徒很喜欢生很多孩子。
Actually, a lot of Western Christians like to have a lot of children.
因为他们对生命有一种渴望。
Because they have this eager desire in life.
神也是在创世纪就告诉这个人呢，就是地上生养众多。
So God also speak through Genesis, telling people to have to multiply.
那我不是说大家一定要生很多的孩子。
Not saying that we have to have a lot of kids.
但是呢，生很多孩子的人对我们是一个很大的鼓励。
But those who have a lot of children really encourage us.
我原来在母堂的时候，有三个家庭，有一个每一个家庭有七个孩子。
So when back in our mother church, there are three families. Each family have seven children.
还有一个犹太人的家庭，他有十二个孩子。
So there's a Jewish family has 12 children.
是也在我们教会，他是基督徒。
Yeah, it's in our church and it's also Christian.
他们每一次来聚会的时候是一个开一个小巴一个 bus.
So every time they come to the church service, they will drive a small bus.
那他们的孩子都很棒。 大的带小的，多才多艺。
So, the children are really great. So, they are very talented. And then the older one take care of the younger one.
非常美的一个家庭，美的家庭。
It's a beautiful family.
所以就鼓励我们。
So they encourage us.
我们就刚生三个孩子。
So we dare to have three.
Three is a little.
三个
很
少，很
少的。比起他们来。他们我们教会原来有七个孩子的五个孩子的很多
so,
十二个孩子的还有
yeah, our mother church they have like 5-7 is a lot、yeah.
就是他们这些人都知道末世末世要来
so these people they all know that the end times is coming
但是我们基督徒在主里面我们是活着
but,
我们是有生命的
Yeah, but us as Christians, in the Lord, we know that we have life.
不管周围发生什么东西，它这些东西都会帮助我们更加的有神的生命。
So no matter what happened around us, these things will help us to have life.
就像一个圣徒讲的，他说：“你看那个向日葵长在垃圾堆里面，但是它越长越茁壮。”
It's like a saying saying that there's a sunflower even grows in the garbage area, but it grows a Stronger and stronger.
因为它里面有生命呢，这些垃圾就变成了肥料。
Because it has life in it, so the garbage become the fertilizer.
所以在周围的这些环境，这些不好的环境啊，这些逼迫呀，这些荆棘的，就它会变成一种肥料，让我们更加茁壮的来成长。
So the bad environment, the persecution, everything, it becomes the fertilizer for us to grow.Better.
但是如果我们里面没有生命的话呢，这些垃圾就让我们死得更快。
So if we don't have life in us, this garbage will let us die faster.
大家相信吗
？Do you believe?
Yeah, that's the way. 这就是这个神的这个生命的一个道理。
This is the way of life.
所以我们要相信我们自己里面有神的生命。
So we need to believe that we have life in us.
那我们再读一节经文，我们要这节经文非常非常的重要。
We're going to read another verse. It's very important.
希伯来书第四章十四节到十六节。
So, Hebrew chapter four, fourteen to sixteen.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens.Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess.
因为我们的大祭司并不能体恤，并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way.Just as we are, yet was without sin.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到使人的宝座前，为要得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Let us then approach to the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
那在这之前呢，也特别在圣经呢讲到呢，在第十节、十一节呢，我们要。进入安息非常重要。
Also, verse 10 and 11, talking about we have to rest.
Enter into the rest.
Enter into the rest.
第十节讲呢 ，For anyone who enter, okay, 第十节讲，因为那进入安息的那是卸了自己的功，正如神卸了他的功一样。
It's like the verse 10 say, For anyone who enter God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from him.
十一节讲呢，就说。所以我们务必借力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒。
Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience.
那这里讲到一个是信心，
here
另一个讲到安息。
Another part talk about enter into rest.
那我们今天又讲的是苦难。
And now we talk about suffering.
那还有我们要来到神的面宝座的面前
and we have to come to the throne of grace
那我们怎么样在苦难中去安息呢
how can we enter into rest within this suffering time.
那这就是我们的信心。
This is about faith.
而且圣经上讲呢，我们要必须要竭力的进入安息。
And also, in the Bible, saying you have to make all effort to enter into rest.
我不知道大家对这个安息怎么理解。你就发现有些人呢，就是信心大的人呢，就是这个事情来的时候，他一点也不慌张。
I don't know how you comprehend about rest, enter into rest. Some people, when things happen, they are not nervous, they are not afraid.
就是说在苦难里面，他非常的确信。
So,
这个东西神在掌权，这个东西有一个结论。
So in the suffering, they have faith. They know that God is in control.
那我相信大家都经历过不同的这个信心的操练。有一些事情被操练过以后呢，你遇到这样同样的事情，你发现你不慌张了。
So I believe each one of us has gone through this training about the faith. So when things happen, we have this
rest.
Rest. Yeah.
所以这些呢，我们就会成为别人一个鼓励者。
So this will become an encouragement to the people around us.
那这个从哪里来呢？从我们的信心来。
So where does this come from? It's all come from through our faith.
我们的信心从哪里呢？我们要不断的来经历神。
So where does our faith come from? We have to always experience the Lord.
当然，圣经上讲，如果没有见到主就信的人更有福了。
But in the Bible say, even those who have not seen the Lord and believe is more blessed.
是的，你没有见到主信就更有福了。
Yes, if you have not seen and you believe, you are more blessed.
但是呢，更多的人他需要见到主才行。
But most people have to see the Lord.
因为人是软弱的。
People are weak.
包括跟随耶稣的使徒，他也是见到主行那么多神迹复活，他就信心很大，是不是？
So even the disciples, they have to see the Lord do a lot of miracles so that to increase their faith.
所以我们也是这样，在操练以后呢，这个信心就越来越大。
So through all this training, our faith will be growing stronger and stronger.
我们在苦难中不仅仅自己站得稳，而且能够来鼓励别人。
So in the tribulation, we can stand firm and also can encourage people around us.
那举两个例子，就是我以前信心在服侍主的过程里面呢，我几位老牧师对我有很大的鼓励，信心上的鼓励。
So for example, through my ministry all this year, there are a few older pastor really encouraged my faith.
有一次一个弟兄呢，他怎么就出现了精神的问题。
So there was a brother who has a mental problem.
那我就觉得在我的小组里面，我说这个怎么办，对不对
？So in my Bible group, I don't know how to handle this situation.
而且他的家里人、太太、孩子都很紧张。
So his wife and children are very nervous.
后来我去服侍他的时候，被他用鞋子赶出来。
So
鞋子拿脚把我赶出来。
So when I went to help him, he pushed me out with his shoes.
后来呢，这个我就跟老牧师商量，我说这怎么办？这个他家的人都非常的害怕。他说你不要担心，神要借着这件事情，让他的家里面人彼此相爱合一，而且这个弟兄将来更爱主。
So when I told the story to my old pastor, so he encouraged me, don't lose courage. So this family will eventually will even love the Lord more.
Yeah, through this, they
through
will love each other more.
Yeah, they will love each other more, and then this brother will serve the Lord.
因为这个牧师说呢，他说我的家族也经历过类似的事情。
This pastor said because through my family also went through this situation.
所以他非常有信心。
He had a lot of faith.
其实当时我有点疑惑。
At that time, my faith was shaking.
但是长话短说，我继续的不断的来服侍这个家庭。
So make a long story short, I kept serving this family.
那后来真的那个事情发生，他们家非常的彼此相爱，而且这个弟兄呢最后得医治，而且他非常的爱主。
So indeed, this family love each other, and this brother serve the Lord.
那所以这位牧师呢，他经历很多的事情。
So this pastor went through a lot of things.
他跟神呢有很多的互动。
He had a lot of
interaction
with the Lord.
很多的经历。
A lot of experience.
很多的经历是在苦难里面的经历。
It's a experience through the tribulation or suffering. Yeah.
所以他能够鼓励到我。
So he can encourage me.
那另外也是同样这位牧师。
Also the same pastor.
我们在一个大的聚会里面。
In the big gathering.
一个年轻的牧师呢就发作了。
There was a young pastor that demonstrate.
Manifest.
Manifest. Suddenly manifest.
那这个老牧师呢，在这个年轻牧师身上赶鬼。
So this old pastor was
casting demon
out of this younger pastor.
后来这个年轻牧师的同工都离开他。
So the helper of this co-worker of this young pastor all left her.
后来我就去找这个老牧师。
So,
我跟他比较熟悉。
So I went and talked to this old pastor.
我说你要向他道歉。
So,
你赶鬼没有其他的时候可以赶吗？那个聚会让他在他的同工的面前赶鬼，这同工都对这个牧师失去信心了，对不对？
So I said to this old pastor, you should go and apologize to this young pastor. You want to cast out demon, you should not do it in front of this of her co-workers. Now her co-worker all left her.
后来我说，他说，这个牧师呢，他说，他不但不道歉，而且他说我做了我当做的事情。
So this pastor even not apologize.But he said, you know, I did what I need to do.
因为那个年轻的牧师也是我的好朋友。
Because that younger pastor was our good friend.
后来他说，这个老牧师说，他说你不要担心，他的这些同工离开，神会给他更好的同工。
So the old pastor said, don't worry, this co-worker left, God will give her even better co-workers.
过了一些年日呢，又真的是这样的。
After a few years, indeed things like this happen.
那后来跟他一起同工的人真的爱他的
so,
真爱这个牧师。
So after the new co-workers that God gave her, they really love her.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
所以这个牧师的信心呢，老牧师的信心，他经历过一些事情以后，他就鼓励到我。
So this old pastor, because he has gone through many things, so he can encourage me.
他自己也经历过好多的同工离开他。
He also went through a lot of co-workers left him.
那神也给他更好的同工。
And after God gave him,
那为什么呢？这是都是神允许的一些试炼。
Yeah, these are all allowed by the Lord. The these sufferings.
现在什么时？四点什么？
11:38
OK. 所以我们就要集中在最后一卷经文，就是说我们的大祭司呢，我们有耶稣已经升上高天尊荣的大祭司，我们要坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座面前。
So we need to focus on the last verse, saying, let us then approach to the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
就是在我们有需要有帮助的时候呢，我们可以怎么样随时来到主圣的宝座面前。
So we know that in the time of our time of need, we can come to the Lord.
这是讲到呢，坦然无惧。
So it says that with no fear.
弟兄姐妹，我们为什么能够坦然无惧？
Why we can come to the Lord with no fear?
这个信心一定要有。
You must have this faith.
因为我们得救是因着耶稣基督的宝血。
Because we are saved because of the blood of the Lord Jesus.
圣经上讲，我们得救是本乎恩，因着信，不是出自于我们自己。
So the Bible says we are saved through the grace and through faith, not because of us.
你自己软弱不软弱？不软弱的举手。
Are you weak? If you're not weak, you can raise your hand.
举这么高。我们都是软弱的人，但是我们得救不是因着我们自己软弱还是刚强，是因着什么？因着神的恩典，通过我们的信心。
So we are all weak people, but we are saved not through ourselves, but it's through the grace of the Lord and our faith.
所以我们坦然无惧呢，是凭着我们的信心来到主的面前。
So we have no fear to come to the Lord is because we have
信 Okay, what's
whatever. We come to the Lord because of our faith, of our faith.
那所以弟兄姐妹呢，要坦然无惧。
So, brother and sister, we must have no fear.
啊，你说我不好，我有时候犯罪，有犯罪的意念。
We might say, okay, we are not good enough. Sometimes we have this thought of sin in our thought.
我不让你举手。Okay.
You don't have to raise your hand.
那是不是我们就不能坦然无惧了呢？
It doesn't mean that we should not come to the Lord without fear.
弟兄姐妹，还是要坦然无惧。
Brother and sister, we still need to come to the Lord without fear.
因为你要知道你是他的儿女。
Because you have to know that we are the children of God.
你有罪很简单，你就认罪就好了。
If you have sin, it's very simple. Just come and repent.
Confess.
Repent.
弟兄姐妹，不要把认罪悔改当成一种特别复杂的事情。
Don't make a repent as a very complicated thing.
我们基督徒呢，要很喜乐的来认罪悔改。
So as a Christian, we have to repent in a joyful way.
你有没有做错一件事情？你觉得纠正了是好事还是坏事？
So when you do,
当然是好事了，对吧？
So when you do something wrong, being corrected, it should be a good thing.
那我自己呢？过去是学科学的，我们50%的时间是在错误里面学习的。
So before I do a science, 50% of we make mistake.
所以在错误里面学习，这是很正常的。
So we learn through mistake is a normal thing.
但是最主要的，我们能不能认识它是一个错误，能不能认识我下面要做不同的事情。
The most important is that we have to recognize that we have made mistake.
下面要不同的做向一个不同的方向来。
So and then we would go through a different way to do it right.
所以我们能这样做就是有福的。
So if we can do this way, it is a bless.
那我们这样做也要坦然无惧。
So when we do it, we have to do it without fear.
所以我们学科学的人比较脸皮比较厚，我不知道大学可能是，我们从前做实验都是人家说是犯错误，我们不认为是犯错误，因为实验的过程就像爱迪生讲的，实验1000次最后出来一个电灯泡，对不对？那都是错误吗？ No, 不是。
So as a scientist, we do a lot of experiments. Many times is not successful, but we don't think this is not normal. It's normal.
啊，不是牧师教导大家是不认错，是要认错。但是呢，认错用一个正确的态度来认错。
So when we confess, it's not that we should not confess. We should confess our sin, but in a right attitude.
所以呢，我们是神的儿女，对不对？来到跟前是儿女。
We are the children of God. Come to the God. It's a children of God.
儿女来到父母的面前，就是心思敞开。
So when we come to our Lord, with our to our Father, our heart is open.
这是非常重要的，就是我们永远就是知道我和神呢，我是神家里的人。
So it's very important to know that we are God's family.
不接受撒旦的控告。
We don't take God the 控告。
Accusation
from Satan.
那这里也讲到一个只管坦然无惧。
Here it says, "Come, with confidence."
啊，只管就是 just come,
come, just come with confidence.、Yeah.
那为什么我们可以只管呢？还是刚才呢？就是我们的信心，我们是因着恩典，今天站在主的面前。
So why we say come with confidence? Because we come with the it's God's grace. We can come through to Him.
所以我们一定要告诉我们自己，按照真理来行。不管仇敌怎么样控告我们，怎么样来这个诱惑我们，不管他怎么样来攻击我们，我们都是要坦然无惧的要来到主圣的面前。
So we have to believe in this truth. No matter how Satan attack us, we have to come to the Lord with no fear.
这是我们的信心所在。
This is our faith.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，神就会把能力赐下。
So when we come to the Lord, God will pull down His power.
不光明天是这 Trump 当美国的总统，还是贺锦丽当美国的总统。
No matter is a Trump be a president or Harris, no matter who become president.
不光它是经济萧条是最近要发生还是以后发生。
No matter when the recession will come.
或者很快就发生。
It might come very soon.
但是我们要来到主的面前。
But we have to come to the throne of the Lord.
他会给我们能力智慧。
He will give us grace and wisdom.
他会带领我们，因为他是一个好牧人。
Power and wisdom, and he will lead us because he's our shepherd.
这里我相信我们中间好多人都有不同的经历。
And I know that all of us have a different experience.
所以神让我们成为一个家呢，来彼此的来鼓励。
So God, make us a family so that we can encourage each other.
我就讲到这里，希望给点留点时间呢，大家可以有些回应。
So my sermons end here, and then people can come and respond.
我们先做一个祷告。主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，是的，主，不管什么事情发生。
No matter what happened.
主啊，我们知道圣经上也预言很多的事情会发生。
And in the Bible, it has prophesied many things will happen.
但是我们是你的儿女。
We know that we are your children.
你必看顾，你必保守。
You will take care of us. You will protect us.
虽然我们会经历苦难。
Even though we will experience some suffering.
但是在苦难里面会有你的保守。
But in the suffering, we will be protected by you.
也会有你的供应。
We will be provided by you.
神啊，是的，主，你让我们每一个弟兄姐妹今天来到你的跟前，主啊，知道，通向宝座的大门是敞开的。
Let us brother and sister come to you, know that, you know, the through the throne of God, the throne of God is open.
因着耶稣基督的宝血。
Because of the blood of Jesus.
因为你在十字架上已经成就了救赎的大功。
Because you have accomplished everything through the cross.
我们已经成为你的儿女。
We are already your children.
主啊，谢谢你。
We are thank you.
主啊，我们今天来到你的跟前，就是凭着信心。
Lord, we come to you today is through the faith.
主啊，你再次的我们祷告，主啊，圣灵充满我们的每一个弟兄姐妹。
I pray again that the power of spirit fill us.
让我们在日常的生活里面都要成为得胜者。
So in our life we can be victorious.
我们要胜过所有的这种罪恶的诱惑。
We can conquer all temptation.
让仇敌在我们的身上没有任何的权柄。
So the Satan has no power on us.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，赞美你，奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, we thank you, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. 谢谢师母。给师母一个掌声。如果你先上来回应一下呢，可以来回应啊，回应今天的信息。
So if you want to share, you can come up share.
那我先很快的做一个见证，我见证很多，但是呢，师母上来，我就做一个，我要控制我自己。
时间 ，OK， 我那边有时钟。
看不见。记得我们在2007年那时候，就说我们在租房子住，我就讲到这个经济啊，生怎么样来看顾。
So, I want to share about 2007, how God take care of us through this financial thing.
在这个2007年，其实我在我们都没有什么收入的。
So, 2007, we didn't have any income.
Much income.
We don't have much income. Yeah, much.
就买房子是没有可能的。
So to buy a house is impossible.
也没有想过。
Yeah, and we never thought about it.
但是呢，就是说，这个神啊，就借着一些事情呢，把我们踹了一脚。我们必须要从那个租的地方搬出来。
So God used these things. Something happened. Make something happen in our life.To make us move out.
那其实呢，我们当时租的地方房租很便宜，老想就是很安逸的，就租那里就挺好。
Because where we rented the rent was very cheap, so we just want to rent our whole life.
但是呢，我们一些不愉快的事情发生了，我们就不得不搬出来。
So something really unpleasant happened, so we had to move.
那就是说这个过程呢是其实内心是非常痛苦的。2007年大家可能知道，就是其实有史以来房价飙到了最高。2008年就是美国的金融危机，全球的金融危机就开始了。
So, as like you guys know, 2007 the price of a house was very high, and then 2008 the economy became like depression.
Has a crash.
Has a crash. Yeah.
那我们就 祷告祷告，最终决定就买房子。
So we pray, and then we finally decided we had to buy a house.
那就买了我们的第一个房子。
So we bought the first house with the money that borrowed from all over the places.
那这个第一个房子呢，就是因着我们买了第一个房子呢，就升，其实压力是很大的。
So when we first bought our first house, a lot of pressures.
因为我们租的时候呢，当时是租金是300块，因为那个姐妹呢，她说神告诉她要300块租给我们，其实可以租900块，那她神说，神她看到异象说神要把300块租给我们，
她
就300块。
So, because our rent was really cheap, it was only $300. Because there was sister wanted to rent to us because she saw in the vision the Lord told her to rent to us only $300, even though the rent would.Could be 900.
但是后来我们买房子的时候呢，一个月付出去的这个 mortgage 有3000块，从300块变成了3000块。
So when we bought the house, our mortgage was 3000. So from the expenses of 300 to 3000.
我呢就从一个小组长就变成了牧师。
So I
那时候安利了。
I became a pastor.
就开始牧养。
我们 Bible leader become a pastor and start to.
但是我们被裁派就开始国语的聚会。
So and we start
commission.
We commission and start a Mandarin church.
其实有好多的压力。
So we had a lot of pressures.
但是呢，神很奇妙的都在带领。
But God really led us miraculously.
那我们那时候就做 daycare, homestay.
So we start like a business like daycare, homestay, yeah.
Short-term
rental.
就是工作其实很辛苦的。
So we work very hard.
教会的当时服侍也很辛苦。
And then we also serve in the church.
我们当时跟这个有一个婚姻家庭协会一起合作，帮助很多这个单亲啊、婚姻上有问题的弟兄姐妹。
So we were working with doctors like a family ministry, help a lot of single family.
那时候有一段时间，我们40天的祷告，我从这个Delta, Bay Delta 要开车开到 Richmond 去，我们4点钟祷告，连续40天，40天这样。
So it's like when we live in Delta.
早上4点钟。
And then we have a pastor have to drive from Delta to Richmond every morning, 4 o'clock to pray for 40 days.
后来40天完后又40天，80天。
Yeah, after 40 days, we do another 40 days, like 80 days of prayers.
感谢主，那时候有这样的精力。
Thanks the Lord. At that time, we had a lot of energies.
但是长话短说，就是说，但是我们不断的会来亲近神。
During this time, we always come and seek the Lord.
那有时候发生的一些事情，你觉得好像我们不得不做，不想做，但是呢，过后看都有神的美意。
So many things happen. We don't want it to happen, but it just happened, and we have to do it.
比如说我们要开 daycare 吧，是其实就是因为需要钱。
Like we open a daycare, it's just because we need money.
因为看到对面那个学校离我们家很近。
So we are our house in front of our house. There's a school.
那后来就开了这个 daycare.
So after that, we decided to open a daycare.
当然是不容易的。
It's very difficult.
带7-8个孩子。
Take care of 7 kids.
那，但是感谢神，回头想的时候呢，我们的孩子呢，在家中文没有落下，英文学的也很好，因为跟那些孩子在一起，对不对
？So when we look back, we're very grateful because our children, because the children that preach out is our children's, four is other people's children. So because We open a daycare. They can learn English from other kids. Also, I teach them Chinese, so they learn Chinese at the same time.
而且他们在父母的身边，在妈妈的身边呢，一直在成长，没有去说送到外面了这样。
So our children have grown up with us all the way, and they were never sent to daycare.
就是有很多的这个神的，看起来是一个困难的事情，但是呢，神给我们过后看是非常大的祝福。
It looked like it was a very difficult, but when we look back, it's a real blessing.
那包括后来我们做这个 homestay, 一些年轻人啊住在我们家里面，对我们的牧养啊都是很大的帮助，很大的很多的学习。
So after we also had do a homestay, and it also helped us to as a ministry.
其实一开始就是为了赚钱，因为房子供不起。
Yeah, in the beginning, just because we want to make money, because we cannot pay our mortgage.
但是呢，那些国内来的一些年轻人啊，富二代啊，反正这些年轻人来读书的，我们来帮助他们来住在我们家里。这对我们来说就是教导我们的孩子的一个经验，对吧？我们的孩子很小，他们就是生，而且对牧羊也是一个经验。
Yeah, so God through these young people, God help us to have this more experience to raise our kid, you know, to and also to help them.
那后来呢？有一段时间就是说，我们就觉着这个mortgage 付不起了，我们想把房子卖掉。
So there was a time that we think we cannot pay our mortgage anymore, and then we wanted to sell our house.
我们就去找我们母堂的这个以缪先知，他是一个老先知。
So we went to this our mother church. There was an old prophet.
祷告的时候，他说：“你们不能卖，现在不是卖的时候，神在适当的时候会带领你们卖，而且对你们的孩子有好处。”
So and during the prayer, the prophet said, "You cannot sell your house now. There will be time.God will lead you to sell, but not now."
那很神奇，就是后来我们等我们买第二栋房子的时候呢，就是跟我们的孩子很有关系。孩子在这面的基督教学校读书，我们买了第二栋房子。第二栋房子呢，就是神给的一个更大的一个财务上的一个祝福。
So it's very amazing that during the time that we sold the first house is the time that our children need to move the school.
那时候我们就既然先知这样讲，我们就信。
So at that time when the prophet said this, we just believe.
顺服。
We just obey.
那后来呢，我们就看到有一次就看到这个，哎呦，利息往上涨。
So one time we saw the interest rate kept going up.
最后涨到快5%6%。
So it's almost going up to 6%.
那我们一个姐妹呢，加拿大本地人，她就跟我们聊天，她说曾经涨到12%-20%。
So there was a sister like told us like a long time ago, like in the 80s, the interest rate went up to 20%.
我们就有点害怕。
So we were scared.
So 我们就锁了。
So we lock.
一锁到5.89%。那个时候是很高的。
So we locked to 5.89%.
一锁了以后呢，利息就开始降。
So after we locked, the interest rate kept going down.
我天天就说，哎呦，我们在损失钱啊。
So we think, oh, like we're losing so much money.
但是我们做了一个决定，就是不要互相指责。
So we decide we will not blame each other.
事实上，那个锁呢，我当时祷告的时候看到一个意象，就是看到一个锁子要锁。
So because at that time, I saw a vision. I saw a lock.
所以我们不要来互相责备他。他没有说我，你不是很属灵吗？你祷告为什么说错了呢
？So I can also blame more of you. So, you know, 属灵 like a spiritual. Why you make a mistake?
哦，我也没有来去说说他说你不是很会理财吗？怎么搞的？你们
He can also blame me while you're good at taking care of money. Why it happens?
我们就决定说我们。绝对不要互相来抱怨。
So we make a decision that we will not complain each other.
但长话短说，就是
make a long
后来就感谢神。
So in the end, we're very grateful.
那为什么呢？因为我们锁了以后呢，付很多的利息，对吧
？Because after we lock, we pay a lot of interest.
但是我们不喜欢拍很多利息。
So 我们so we don't like to pay a lot of interest.
所以我们就想各种办法省吃俭用呢，很快把银行的那一部分给它还掉，剩下的还有亲戚的，对吧？我的岳母啊，大姨子啊，还有一些朋友的那些钱，在银行的账面上呢，全是付清的。
So because of this pressures, we don't want to pay a lot of interest. We work really hard to pay off the interest and pay off the debt.
所以呢，很快就把银行的那一部分就付完了，剩下的是亲戚朋友的慢慢付。
So we pay off the interest of the mortgage and then pay off our friends and relatives debt.
Later.
Yeah.
那所以我们后来买第二栋房子的时候呢，银行看我们，他说你的房子付完了，这个记录特别良好。
So after we bought the second house, the bank has a good impression. We have no mortgage.
We have such a good record.
Yeah.
You see. We paid off.
我们就付掉了。
所以呢，后来就是房子有贷款的时候呢，他们就很乐意贷给我。
So after that, the bank really is willing to lend us the money.
而且后来银行还来找我们说，你们还有 line for credit, 30万块要不要用？
So the bank also gave us a lot of credit, so we can use to invest.
我们那时候也不懂这些东西。
So at that time we didn't really know.
但是呢，神就这样带领。
So but God led us this way.
回过头看的时候呢，每一步都有神的这个手印在里。
So when we look back.Each way is a print, the footprint of God.
那如果所以就是在这个困难，我们每一次买房子都是在房价最高的时候。
So every time we happen to buy houses in the highest.
但是呢，买了以后，后来发现都是很好。
After we bought it, we find it's the best.
都是神在带领。
It's all led by the Lord.
那将来怎么样，我们不知道，神还会带领。
对 ，In the future, we don't know what will happen, but we know the Lord will lead us.
所以在这些事情上，当我们经历神的时候，我们知道神就是我的阿爸父，就是我的爸爸。
Through all these things, we know one thing: God is our Father.
他就是爱我们。
He loves us.
在很细致的事情上都是爱我们。
He loves us through all details.
所以我就是也鼓励在座的，就是说，神，当我们就是静静跟随他的时候，他会来为我们预备。
So when we follow the Lord, He will prepare. So,
好。